Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I am just so blessed every time I sit and think about what I'm receiving out of these podcasts. They're meant to be 4 to 6 minutes long, but sometimes the thoughts of them just last me all day long. I pray the same is true for you. You're being inspired to just study God's Word, meditate on it, allow it to just run through your mind over and over again as you go throughout your day. These are designed so that they inspire you to get into the Word of God yourself. The Holy Spirit is our true teacher, and so we always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our studies. Pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to be able to come to you again with your Word. We're open, we're ready vessels to receive from you today. And I ask, Lord, that you would indeed open our eyes and our ears, our hearts and our minds to receive that which your Holy Spirit would guide us into today, that truth of your Word, Lord, and also to give us the power to live according to what we learn. We just want to bless you, and we just want to appreciate you for who you are and what you've given to us in this Scripture. Bless us with your presence today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus' Example. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 13, and verse 15. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, "You are not all clean." So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, "Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." And in chapter 13 and verse 15 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples, "I have given you an example," where we read, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." The verse reads, "For I have given you an example." John began with the words, "For I have given you," which means because, since, and on account that I, Jesus, have granted, bestowed, furnished, and supplied to you, disciples of Jesus, an example, or a sign, delineation, representation, figure, and copy for imitation. John shared how Jesus told his disciples that he presented a representation for them to imitate. The verse goes on to say, "That you should do as I have done to you." John continued with the words, "that you should do," which means, so you, disciples of Jesus, are to perform, make ready, and produce as I have done to you, or even like I, Jesus, have performed, produced, and made ready toward you, disciples of Jesus. John shared how Jesus challenged his disciples to perform the same service toward others that they received from him. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we discover Jesus' example of how to be toward others. Jesus came to serve mankind, and he served them when he gave his life on the cross to die for the sins of the world. God loves people, and his desire is to have a personal, intimate relationship with them through his Son Jesus. Those who serve others deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow Jesus. You can see Matthew 16:24 for more about that. And from that relationship, they learn to esteem others greater than themselves. You can see the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3 for more about that. And serve them. Let all who read and hear these words surrender to Jesus and allow him to employ them to care for others in this world. Next time, John shares how Jesus tells his disciples, "The servant is not greater than his Lord." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,